Welcome to the Amir Show. What? I'm gonna. Hopefully, that's not too loud for my live. I decided to go live on IG today, so please come through if you wish. Hey. Yeah, it's just me solo dolo. So usually when that is the case, I do like to go live sometimes, I guess. Just so I have some company, you know what I'm saying? Hey, oh, you're the most beautiful thing ever. If you heard any meowing, it's because my cats are in here. They don't know how to act. Say hi, Keaton. He said hi to the microphone. That's my boy. That's my baby. Tell them what's up. No, don't get go. He's not contributing, and that's what I need. What up, y'all? Happy Friday. I hope y'all are doing so well. Again, like I said, it's me solo tonight, and I decided that I want to play 21 questions with myself. Okay, that sounds weird. Not like just with myself, but like DM me some questions, or if you hear it live, shoot me some questions. I'll answer. What's up? My bestie just came on to the live. Hello. Your nephew already is driving me crazy. You talking about you. He don't like that, but it's whatever. Your niece is over here acting with some class for once. Look at you. Y'all go. Trying to wipe his booty on me. Said, mommy, pet me. For those who don't know, I don't see them that often these days because I kind of live somewhere else too. I got like two little spots. So I got like a summer spot and then like a this spot. But what's up? Welcome to the Amir Show. Just want to give a quick thank you to all of my collaborators and ow, he bit me. What do you want? You want some attention? I'm going to have to keep one hand on him the whole show. He don't even like that. He don't know what he wants. That's lit. That's right. So if you got a question, drop that shit and I'll answer it here on the air and on the IG live, of course. Real quick, just want to shout out my collaborators / partners. Shout out to Witch Dr. Alex. Shout out to Donna Story of A Natural Hair Story. That is my waist beat plug. And Witch Dr. Alex. Together we are normalizing the conversation of spirituality, hoodoo, and astrology. Shout out to the official DJ of the Amira Show, DJ Samosa. You will hear Twerk Time later, brought to you by her. We will have a new Twerk Time mix coming up. For the second half of the year, I'm very excited about that. So y'all be on the lookout. If you have any local music, like ladies and other people out there, you know who I appeal to. If you got some twerk mixes or you know someone who does got a twerk song or something like that, shoot them my way. I'm trying to include more local stuff into my twerk mix. You feel me? That's right, Keaton. I don't know what he just said. What? You say in the microphone? Why he want to act up when I'm going live and stuff? Oh, he purred in the mic. All right. So, yes. Love you, DJ Samosa. What's up? Shout out to the official drag queen of the Amira Show. That is the Latin Barbie Heaven. Shout out to Dr. Jelani and Carmen Mitchell of U of L. Together, we are normalizing or we're having the conversation behind HIV. Move. HIV. And then HIV in... He distracted me. For those who's listening on the air, my cat is harassing me. But talking about HIV in the Black LGBT plus community. Absolutely love them. Can't wait to do more work. You will see their episodes, our special episode, every first Friday of the month. So make sure y'all tune into those in like 2 weeks. I think we have one. Technically it'll be the first Friday of the month. Yeah. And same with the Latin Barbie Heaven. Our special episode is every third Friday of the month. Shout out to Dini at Night. We have our special collab episode every middle of the month because we like it in the middle. Make sure you hit her up for sex toys. And you're going to get all in the live, boy. Ugh. And then shout out to my newest collaborator, Femme Drip. We're going to be collaborating soon to have some content brought to you all. So just be on the lookout for that. And I'll keep y'all updated, of course. All righty then. Let's go ahead and get started. With every question I don't want to answer, I do have a shot of tequila. No, there's a lot of tequila in here. I will take a shot if I don't want to answer the question. So that is my punishment. But I'm a thug. Like, I'm that chick where you bring to, like, we play truth or dare. And if you dare me, I'm going to do it because I ain't no bitch. You feel me? So I'm probably going to answer all y'all's questions. Maybe. I don't know. I got the tequila just in case. Let's go ahead. If you got your shot on deck, let's go ahead and take a shot. Let's do it. I'm about to put the mic down because it's Friday. Isn't that right, Keaton? Let me show y'all how he doesn't like alcohol. Keaton. Oh, he backed away. You know what that tequila is? Oh, gross. Y'all know I've been drinking a lot of wine lately. Like, I'm trying to be a classy bitch. I like this tail in my face. All right, so I'm going to go down some questions that already were sent to me by my squad and in the DMs. So let's go ahead and get this shit popping. From what I looked at thus far, some of the questions are kind of deep. Oh, it might take me a second to answer. Who knows? But if you have a question, you're watching the live, drop the question and I'll answer it on the air and on the live. 21 questions. Is that something I could pin? Let me see how you work this live. Hold on. Can I spell 21? How you spell questions? I don't remember. Oh, there we go. Shit, that was that shot. Question. Let me just quit being lazy. All right, hold on. 21 questions. Post a question and I'll answer. Hell yeah. Post. So can I pin that? Do you pin on here? Hold on, let's look. Pin comment. Hallelujah. Fuck yeah. Hold on. I love you too, my Nelly. Very much. All right. I see some people on here. Okay, let's get it. First of all, Joe, fuck you. That's my bestie, my other bestie. He actually sent me some questions also. So for the first question is this. Will hookup culture be the same once the world completely opens back up? That's right, Keaton. Hookup culture. What y'all saying over here? Oh, I got a question on here too. Okay. So I'm going to answer this one. Then bestie, I'm going to answer yours. So this one was actually from Joe Thomas Carter. Basically, we had a conversation about this earlier when it comes to being a hoe. I'm just kidding. If y'all don't identify with that, that's perfectly fine. But if you do, that's perfectly fine too. Hookup culture and hoe life will not be the same. It won't be the same for a little while, y'all. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Because Corona is still out here. Like, if we already didn't have a lot to worry about in terms of other diseases and shit out here that potential partners may have, add Corona to the list too. And because there's just nothing to combat that shit at the moment besides good luck, no, it won't be the same. I don't think, I mean, as if when it comes to people who sleep on the first date, I think they'll actually give it a few more days before they sleep with them. That's how I feel. So that sucks. Good question. What was this, Alyssa? Have you ever had your big sucked? Alyssa, I need you to retype that. Joe said Rona ain't going nowhere for another good 10 months. Who fucking knows? But whatever it is, y'all slow down, okay? Don't sleep on the first day. You know, feel them out a little bit. You know, see if you can get, if they got tested or you can get like a temperature taken. And then by all means, go ahead and bounce on that dick. Alyssa, re-advise your question. Big toe. Have I ever had my big toe sucked? Yes. Did it do anything for me? It kind of tickles a little bit. Like, they toe and shit, like, all over. Yeah, I have. It kind of tickles. I've had all the toes sucked, but it was only, like, one occasion. Wait a minute. Was it sucked or was it just kissed? No, I think it was sucked. Yeah, because I remember distinctly the toe, the tongue wrapping around the toe. And, like, you know, that feels weird. Next question. Y'all come up with more questions. All right. Next question. Have me, Amira, have I worked on my twerk skills while being quarantined? No. I've not worked on my twerk skills. I probably suck now. By the time I get back out there into the club or events, I'm gonna suck. For those who do know me or have seen me twerk, you will see that I twerk predominantly with my right butt cheek, I think. Hold on, let me practice. Yeah. So, like, I'll start, like, a severe twerk with the right butt cheek, and then I'll try and incorporate the other way. I don't know. That's kind of weird. I've been practicing on trying to have isolation of both of the cheeks simultaneously, but I have not been working on my twerk skills. I've just been doing my usual regular twerking. So I suck. Don't say tragic. Don't say tragic. It is tragic, but whatever. All right. Next question. What are your thoughts on virtual sex? A temporary substitution for sex workers. So this is actually something I'm a little interested in when it comes to sex workers, and how they've had to adapt since they've had to start working from home. My thoughts are pretty, you know, they're positive. I mean, when it comes down to it, people will pay for whatever is going to get them through. And then the way that works anyway, sex workers, they usually take care of their, I feel like, they're probably maintaining business from, like, their usuals, like their regulars that they really take care of on a regular basis. So my thoughts are cool. They have to get creative, because when it comes to virtual sex, I mean, that's like OnlyFans. That's like making POV videos for your clients. Phone sex, chatting and stuff. I don't know. Gotta get creative with that shit. So I'm pretty sure they got it figured out. So power to them. Power to them. How the hell do you have virtual sex? Well, like I said, you can look at POVs, and I know with a lot of guys, they'll masturbate to them or they'll jack off to them because you're imagining it's you. I don't know. That's a good Zoom appointment for you to have and stuff. Yeah, that's how I think you can have virtual sex. My bestie just asked that. Oh, my Nelly said, I've seen improvement. Fuck them haters. Thank you. I've been getting a little better. I'm assuming you're talking about my twerk. I've been getting a little better. I've been twerking it out. I've been twerking it out the thing. You feel me? Next question. DM me questions. Oh, you can't DM me because I won't see them. But send in some questions. Come into my IG live. That's at the one Amira show on Instagram. Come join my live. Ask me some questions. If you my friend, you can text them to me. No, you can't because I can't check them because I'm using my phone. Sorry. It's okay. You can still send me some questions. All right. Next question. How many times did I bounce on the dick during quarantine? You don't want to know. Nosy ass cat. How many times did I bounce on it? So if I can give you a number. I don't know, but it was fucking often. I know. He said, ew, mom, I don't want to hear about this. Well, get your ass out the room then. How many times did I bounce on the dick? I would have to say pretty often. I would go from one quarantine situation to another quarantine situation and, you know, get you some good, trustable mouth and dick for situations like this. So for people who experienced a drought, I'm thoroughly sorry, but it was for the best, okay? For people who already had a trusted partner before all of this, more power to ya, because that was me as well. I probably bounced on the dick throughout this 3-month process of quarantine situation stuff over 28 times. If you want a specific number, I don't know. I don't keep count. Keaton's here at Front and Center. He has my poor baby, and he don't even know what it is. So I don't plan to have the birds and the bees talk with him at all. He don't need to know. Hold on. There is a part two to that question, which was, will we be expecting little Amira soon? Fuck no. I don't know how else to say that in a more convincing manner, but hell to the no. No. Nothing against kids. Nothing against children. Any of that. But I got shit to do. I do not have time to be pregnant. Like, that's just bottom case. I don't have time to be pregnant. I'm still a little immature. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still, like, think newborns are gross. See that? Meowing, you hear that? That's all the children I need right here. Yeah. And y'all drive me up the motherfucking wall. Yeah. No little Amira is coming anytime soon. I keep that birth control and that backpack right there always near me at all times. If I'm low on birth control and I want to spread it out, pull out game is turnt. Plan B, turnt. No little babies. It's 2020. Ain't no accidents happening here. What a terrible question. Who would ask some shit? Oh, I know. Joe Thomas Carter would. Motherfucker. What? He's just yelling at the walls. Oh, baby. All right. Next question. Did you explore with any sex toys? Or hold on. I don't think I'm reading this question right. Did anyone explore with any sex toys on themselves or spouses? Did anyone grapefruit? So, since I'm the only one here to answer that, I did not explore with any sex toys. I didn't explore with other people with sex toys. I'm just not really huge with sex toys. But I want to get there. I want to get there to where, like, it's a cool addition to my sex life. Right now, I'm pretty content without it, but no one here, me, did not do that. Grapefruit, however, I have tried that out with someone, and it was dope. It was actually, they enjoyed it. They said it actually felt really good. So what I did was, I don't know if there's many methods to it. I didn't even Google it. I just was like, this is what makes sense to me. So I cut a big ass hole in the middle, like I cored it basically, and slid it over their, I cut it a little bit bigger, slid it over their dick, and squeezed as I was like jerking them off with it. That's what I did. And I had a towel ready because I wasn't sure if that acidity would irritate them. But yes, have done the grapefruit. You know, after like that, gave some head with the grapefruit. It was all good. It was all good. They enjoyed themselves, and that's all that matters. Glad they enjoyed themselves. Hold on. I'm scared they'll get grapefruit inside their dick. I know. I was a little concerned too, but shockingly, it didn't happen. I didn't pull it over the head all the way. Like, I just kind of kept it on the shaft. So that probably helped to not get grapefruit in their little pee hole. If you did get grapefruit juice in your pee hole, though, please let me know. Because I just want to know how toxic or how terrible that is. You feel me? Yes, Key Cat. Go ahead and introduce these. Oh, he started licking himself. All right, whatever. So, yes, with the grapefruit. If you want to try it for shits and giggles, I do advise you to try it out. It's all right.
Yes.
So you're going to yell at me this whole show? You're going to yell at me the whole show, y'all. All right. Another question. How sexually active was I with myself during quarantine? Well, in regards to like the first question that was asked, if I wasn't bouncing on a dick, it was any time in between that. I was in the bathtub a lot during quarantine, so I took advantage of those moments and masturbated. And Yeah. So, yeah, I'd say pretty much anytime I wasn't, like, with someone else. Yeah, I was doing all of that. So, and if you weren't either, then that's a problem. You should have been masturbating the entire quarantine. Like, you should have just, at this point, you need to be an expert in you. Like, you really do, because you had nothing but time. I'm just playing if you're not into that, but you should have been all over that. You know what I'm saying? Play with you, you know, your five digits right here or some toys, whatever you need to. You feel me? You done chasing people? Damn cat. All right, another question. If y'all got questions, we played 21 questions. If you on the live, throw it on there. I'll answer. All right, did I fantasize about anyone I personally know? Is this in general, did I do this? Or do I do this? Or is this just during quarantine or something? Because I always fantasize about, there are people who I do fantasize about that I do know. I mean, who doesn't? Is how I feel anyways. I probably have a good, like, few people in my mind who I did fantasize about. So, again, is this, like, a general question or what? Hi, Anthony. Oh, Nelly, what was your questions? Let me scroll back up. All I see is I love you. I love you too, Nelly. Okay, let's find another question. What did you ask me? My cousin Chanel asked a question and I don't see it. Where'd you put it? Ask it again, Chanel. Hold on, about Harry Potter. Or did I miss that? Wait, what? It was on the question card. Oh, is that what this is? Dope. I'm learning so much. Which Harry Potter character would you fuck? I didn't like any of them. I would probably sign up for a gangbang with with them two motherfucking twins' names. So I can say I was with a redhead. I was with double the trouble. I can't remember their damn names right now, but there we go. That's the answer. That's a good question. I feel like there has to be somebody else. There gotta be somebody else. No, that's it. That's the only thing I can think. Because, again, I wasn't really feeling anyone, even as they're getting older. Like, I didn't have no girl or boy crushes on anyone. If Hermione wasn't such a bitch, I'd be down with her. That crazy chick. She's not crazy. Luna, I think she's absolutely, like, she's such a witch hippie. So I would mess with her too. I think I would mess with Luna. She's just so cute. Good question, Nelly. Come up with another one. Nasty ass. She called me a nasty ass, y'all. I respect it. I respect it. Look, Luna is going to have to be it. Luna going to have to be it. All right. So, what's the worst advice you ever received? Is the next question. This is from squad member Jazzy. The worst advice I ever received. That's a hard one, actually. I honestly do not know. I feel like I'm about to take a shot off of this one because I just don't know. Worst advice. See, I feel like I've been given a lot of terrible advice in my life, but to pinpoint exactly how bad, I don't know. Or what? I don't know. I probably was given terrible advice, but I didn't follow it because I knew it was terrible, or for me, it was terrible. So, there's that. Damn, I just don't know. I gotta take a shot. I can't answer the question. Oh, that's horrible. I need my wine, dude. Ugh. If you on the live, what's up? Oh, shit. We have a question. Have you been in an orgy? How was it, if so? Yes, I have been in an orgy. It was actually with my, not with my cousin, but like, we visited. Shout out to The Loft in Atlanta, Georgia. I went there for the first time with my cousin and one of my friends. It was so much fun. The second time we went was lame, and I really tried to drag it out to have a good time. But the first time, oh, I dream about it. Not dream about it, but I just always like, ooh, that was like one of the most fun nights ever. Basically, I'll tell you the whole thing. We showed up. I met someone ahead of time, or I met someone who was like, I'm going to show you the ropes, how this is going to work. Basically, I don't know what happened. We started taking shots, and I got talked out of my slip. All I was wearing was my cousin's slip and nothing underneath it. Absolutely nothing. And I got talked out of it, so now I'm just in this bitch naked, and the party was not jumping yet. It wasn't jumping until us three got it jumping, basically. True story, exactly. So I'm just naked, and I go dancing with this girl on the dance floor. I'm pretty sure she was drunk too, because she, I don't know, but I went to go dance with her, and then she drops to her knees and starts giving me head right there on the dance floor, and I'm like, is this real life? And then she's done, she pushes me back to my chair. And then it's like a rotational situation. Like, she's like eating me out. And then there's two people per titty sucking on my nipple. And they kind of all rotate. I don't know. Then she takes me upstairs. And that's when the party begins. Everyone's following upstairs. Chanel and my friend, my other friend, Shatara, was like, no, we got to be right here with her, because we don't trust y'all motherfuckers, because I'm drunk as shit. If y'all know this, I'm a lightweight. So it did not take much. And then, yeah, I was floating around that bitch all night, all up and through there. It was too much fun. It was too much fun, y'all. Devoured Amira. It was bad. I actually would prefer to be a part of an orgy than, like, have a threesome situation going on. To me, a threesome is too much pressure. It's only a two, like three, like, I don't know, that's too much pressure. I'd rather an orgy. In an orgy, I see that as like a social engagement, like a social activity. And you leave these people, you never see them again, or you only know each other for that purpose. So I mean, definitely enjoyed the orgy. You should try it out if you're into that type of thing. If not, you should take it slow and start with a threesome, I guess. Yes, Chanel was on watch. She did so good. There's this one guy that would not get off of me. We were trying to go, and she had to rip his ass off. Like, get off! Shout out to my Nelly. Yes. Always a bodyguard when I'm drunk as hell. Oh, man, I love it. Ask more questions, y'all. This is fun, and I'm by my damn self. Okay. Another question by Jazzy. What chapters would you separate your life into? All right, another deep ass question. The first one, or that one prior, was not that deep, but this one, I'm like, oh shit. What chapters would I separate my life into? So I think for right now, I only would have like four chapters, I think. So like, childhood is a chapter. Okay, so I definitely would base it off age. Childhood is a chapter. I would say high school-ish, college, and when I went to California, that's its own motherfucking chapter, y'all. So childhood, high school, college, California. maybe I'll have a college, and then subcategories like college part one, which was undergrad, and part two, which was grad year. I think that's how I would break them up. I think milestones. So I said age, but maybe I'll break them up by milestones. Because it's always some dramatic shit happening each time. So, oh, yeah. Ask yourselves that. How would you break up your chapter or your life? Like, how the hell would you do that? That's how I would do it. Hopefully I answered the question right. She's not alive to correct me or not, so I feel pretty safe and like I don't have to take a shot or anything. All right. So I did get a few random questions in the DMs. Again, come to the live at the One Amira Show on IG. I'm a little lit already. On Instagram. join us in the Instagram live and go ahead and ask me a question. We playing 21 questions. Yes. Simple, sweet, cute little episode. Would you have sex on a beach or in a jacuzzi? So I guess it's one of those would you rather type situations. Well, it says on a beach, so it doesn't necessarily say that water is involved. So I think I would definitely have sex on a beach. I'm shocked I haven't yet. I have a whole attitude about that now. I would definitely have sex on the beach. The jacuzzi, while I have already done that before, there's all types of shit and chemicals and all types of BS in the jacuzzi. So all of that gets pushed up in your vagina, and so it's just not worth the after effect. Some people are real sensitive to that. Some people, they're some champs and they don't even bother them. But I would say it's overall not healthy for your vagina. So I'm gonna stick to having sex on the beach. If you do, because I'm not here to tell you how to live your life and I'm not an expert in anything. If you do want to have sex in a jacuzzi, that's fine. But detox your vagina afterwards. Because just again, I don't know what the hell is all getting up in there. You feel me? You haven't? I have not had sex on the beach. My cousin said, you haven't? No, I'm tripping. I don't know what happened. I think I'm a little scared because that's super duper public. Alright. It's a cattail in my face. Keaton. Yeah, I think I just feel like I need to be prepped enough to have sex on the beach. I don't know. It has to be at night. I don't know. I could get one of those tents. People put tents on the beach, right? It's probably what I'm gonna have to do. Don't worry, it's gonna happen. It just hasn't yet, and I'm shocked about that. So it's whatever. Okay, next question. Can y'all fight somewhere else? Shh, niggas over here fighting. Okay, I gotta scoot this over. Would you rather have a naked picture of you become an internet meme or be caught on camera naked during a live newscast? Either or. I don't care. Like, I'm constantly naked on the gram and everything and in public. So, I mean, I don't care if I'm on the news, though. I mean, you can't control social media, like what I put on there, but I do know what I'm putting on there. I don't know. On the news, though, everyone sees that. So, like, if they watch that news channel, that's just a general situation. Everyone's going to see that. So I would be worried about, like, professionals I work with, you know, hearing their mouth, possibly older family members in my family. But I guess when it comes down to it, either or, it doesn't really matter to me. This cat is old as shit. I'm very surprised every year. Look, Keaton is like, I think Keaton's 8 years old. I lost a little bit of count, but I believe he's 8 years old now. That's my baby, Nelly, and that's your motherfucking nephew. So you better cherish him until he's under the ground. So bad. Such a badass cat. All right. Next question. Would I rather get a massage in peanut butter or a maple syrup. What the fuck? Neither. I don't know. Okay, I think I would like to get massaged in syrup because at least that's spreadable. peanut butter, well, I guess when you heat up peanut butter enough, it's spreadable too. And both are sticky as hell, so it's going to be a nuisance showering. Leave my pussy alone. Oh, you talking, Alyssa talking about her nephew. How old he is. All right, y'all. Peanut butter or syrup? I think syrup. I don't like to waste peanut butter in that manner. Syrup is whatever to me. So I guess I would like to get massaged in maple syrup. That's a weird ass question. I'm stressed the fuck out. Okay. Next question. How many times in a day have you had sex? All right. I don't know. Y'all hear that destruction? Okay, my listeners probably don't, but y'all probably. He's chasing his sister around. All right, how many times have I had sex in one day? Jeez. Okay. I think I've had sex. In one day. I think. I don't know, honestly. Okay, so now I'm thinking about me and just a solo partner. That's what I'm thinking about right now. 9 times? No, I know what you're thinking about. That we're here. So I was thinking about with a partner, how many times have I had sex in one day? I think that probably was like 4 or 5 times in one day. Nothing crazy. I mean, I don't think that's crazy. That night at the sex club, I had 11 partners. So, so I guess in one day in general, how many times I've had sex? 11 times. I know what y'all thinking. Damn, Amira, you a hoe. It'd be like that. So, and that was in one night. So think of the possibilities. No, I'm just kidding. it wasn't all vaginal penetration either, y'all. So, I don't think I could handle that. I don't know. I don't think I could do that. It wasn't all vaginal penetration. So that's probably the only reason I can even be like that lasted like that. But yeah, with a specific partner, penetration 4 or 5 times. That night at the sex club, 11 times. Alyssa said, oh shit. I know your cookie hurt the next day. It shockingly didn't. We had lube on deck. I think in terms of sex, I think I only had penetration 4 times. 4 or 3 times, I think. So I was okay, actually. Yeah, I was doing like, no. I swear it. If y'all do have that amount of sex with that many partners, please detox. There are people out here that make yoni steams. Shout out to Pussy Potions. She makes yoni steams. Shout out to Shop Anonymy. They sell yoni steams. I have yoni steam. I don't know how to work it yet or, like, you know, how to boil it. And I think you just put it in the toilet and you sit over that shit. But take care of your vagina. You can be out here flossing. I don't care. You can do what you need to. But please take care of your vagina. It's like a hangover. You gotta babysit it and bring it back to rejuvenation and life after the fact. You feel me? All right. Last question I actually have, and then I'm going to rely on my live to give me more questions as I try to think of more shit to talk about until I have more questions. Was that 21 questions? See, it was like 3 on there. Probably, who knows? No, it wasn't. All right, last question that was DM. Oh, Chanel, this is perfect. If you were suddenly a vampire, who would you visit first? Shit. I'm visiting my cousin Chanel to make her a vampire, and then we just gonna take over the world. That's pretty much easy peasy. No second thoughts. I'm visiting my cousin. She believes that she is a vampire. I believe so as well. She has her true vampire birth date and etc. She's very versed in that type of history and then that type of knowledge. I'm pretty sure she cried when we watched Queen of the Damned and watched Aaliyah die like that. Baddest vampire queen ever. So yeah, I'm visiting Chanel so I can turn her into a vampire and we can just be vampire bitches. Yeah. Oh, I'm so weak. Yes, I cannot. Alyssa, what'd you ask me? Alyssa, ask me your question again because I didn't see it. I'd have to scroll back up, I think. It's getting dark in here, y'all. The sun was like blaring through here. It was beautiful, and now it's getting a little dark. So, yeah, that's all the questions that I got sent to me. Again, come hit up my Instagram live at the One Amira Show and come ask me some questions. I'm just sitting here chilling. Alyssa, ask me your question again. I put on that question card. Oh, let me look at this. Oh, yeah. These motherfucking, what are these? I'm learning so much. Oh, there's so many questions. Okay. What's the most attractive body part for a guy and a girl? Okay. What you got to say, Kat? All right. Alyssa, I'm getting to your question. So, the most attractive body part. So, for me, for a guy. What? You can't answer. Okay. He wants to be included. You can't answer this question. You've never seen any other cats other than your sister. Any other cats you've seen was out of poverty. He saw them in impoverished situations. You live a good life. Sometimes I question if you appreciate it. I'm talking to my cat for those who are listening. All right. Body part. Okay, most attractive body part for a girl. I'll start with a girl. So for me, the most attractive body part, I have learned that I'm becoming more of an ass woman. Does that make sense? Like, I appreciate ass. I'm not a big titty girl. Like, you know, you can either... I think I actually would rather them smaller. I don't know. But I'm a big ass girl is what I've learned. Ass and nice back. That's kind of across the board, though. I like anyone with a nice back. Yeah. And then... I do like a woman's legs. That's anyone. That's across the board, too. Okay, so for a guy, most attractive body part for a guy, I really appreciate... I don't know, Chanel. All of these are across the board for everyone. The only specific is for a woman. I mean, I don't know. I like a guy who has a big ass, too, I guess. Maybe not, like, huge, but, like, you know... a decent enough something. I don't know. I'm very into legs and backs and teeth. My preference is you gotta have some nice teeth. And to me, what I find to be nice. So I don't want to offend anyone or anything, but I'm very big into teeth, backs, legs, and women's butts. So there we go. I hope that answers the question. What's another one? Tanya asked if I... Oh, let me ask... Let me answer Alyssa's question. One of Alyssa's. Which My Little Pony would you choose to be forever? What the fuck, Alyssa? I don't know them like that. I know... I don't know. I would have to be that purple one because purple is my favorite color. And if she was the most turnt one in that movie, then yeah, I would have to be her because she's just turnt and loud to begin with. So it would have to be the purple one. No, I don't, is there a purple one or am I thinking of a pink one? Oh no, that's Pinkie Pie or whatever the fuck her name is. Kaitlyn! Kaitlyn! Move! Oh my gosh. This is big. Oh, jeez. Yeah, so what did I say? Pinkie Pie? I don't want to be Pinkie Pie, but I want to be... There's a purple one, right? You know how me Googling these bitches. Hold on. Rainbow Dash. Okay. Listen, Chanel said gay-ass ponies. They're all lesbians. She said, shut up. Oh, weak as hell. I would have to be Rainbow Dash for my gay ways. If she has rainbow hair, then it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. All right, Chanel's question. Tanya. Okay, Tanya asked me, have you ever done a bee sting? No. And I have the products to do so. I've never done it. I've only kind of seen other testimonials when people do it. Which they all, of course, are like, you should do it. But I think what you do is you steam, like you boil the herbs in a pot. And then it has to be a pot that'll fit in the toilet. And then you put it in the toilet. You put it in the toilet and you just sit there. And then the steam just detoxes and revigorates your vagina. That's it. So, no, I haven't done one yet, but... When I stop being lazy, I'll do so. I think what's scaring me off is I feel like it's a lot of work that has to be done. And I don't want to burn my vagina if I spill. Or I don't fucking know. But I'll get to it. And y'all already know I'm going to post about it. The purple one has an attitude. Oh, I'm sad. The purple pony has an attitude. I don't have an attitude, but I guess I would have one if I would be Rainbow Dash. What inspired you to lock your hair? Question by my bestie. So when I began my spiritual journey was when I decided to lock my hair because I wanted to have a better body, a body to mind, to spirit connection, to earth connection, when it comes to like our origins and things of that nature, you know, a simpler life where, you know, we allow our hair to do whatever it needs to. We just eat and replenish your hair from the inside and things of that nature. So that's what originally inspired me to start it. There were also some other outside factors, such as I ain't gotta comb this bitch anymore. Like I just chose, I'm not going to retwist my locks anymore. I'm just gonna let them mat up. Just gonna let my locks mat up. Not mat up, hold on. Like, there's going to be, a little bit of maintenance. But I'm going to let them just do them, and I'll root snap. So that's kind of what inspired me to lock my hair. Hi! Again, we're playing 21 questions. If you have a question, you can ask me. I'll answer it. For those who are listening, you can go to my Instagram Live and enter in questions that way. I would give y'all the number to call in, but I don't feel like working with it right now. I suck. I know. I suck so bad. I suck so bad. She said, right. I ain't dealing with y'all. Think of some questions. Ask me some questions. I'm here till twerk time, and then I'm going to wrap it up afterwards. We got twerk time in about 10 minutes. I just wanted to also take this time or this moment to wish Robin G a happy mother effing birthday. I think she said she's 37 now. She don't even look like it. Whatever that looks like. Nah, she looks 37. 37 is good. I can't wait till I hit my 30s, y'all. I feel like once you hit your 30s, you get some respect. In your 20s, you get like a little respect. Like, you can't be a goofy ass individual and get respect, unfortunately. Nah, that's not true. That's not true. But I can't wait till I hit my 30s. But yes, shout out to you. I'm gonna get you a birthday twerk later. I got her shirt on. Make sure you go purchase from Stanza, the Stanza Collective. You can go to thestanzacollective.com. Get you a shirt. I got the shirt that is unwrapped. I keep not remembering what it says. Stop trying to keep me wrapped in the same package you found me in. I've outgrown it. Boom. That was my favorite one. So I bought that because I feel like I've dealt with that a lot. Not just, you know, people still expecting me to be who I was then, not even in a good way, but just like, you know, for example, I was a crazy freshman. I had a good time. I took my shit serious, but I was a crazy freshman. I had a good time. A lot of people later in life, I'm talking graduate years, still viewed me as that person. So that was a little bit annoying. And then you have people who try to push you, you know, to be something that you're not, for the sake of their own fears and their own insecurities and things like that. You know, this is how I would be, but it's like projection. You know how it is. People try to get you to kind of, I don't want to say be more like them, but what they're most comfortable with and what they understand, because they don't understand you, who you are, and they're afraid of that. So it's kind of why I like this shirt. So make sure y'all go get a shirt. There's many Stanzas. I hear she's dropping some color ones soon. So you get all the picks, all the options. What you saying on here, Alyssa? Favorite twerk song for Hot Girl Summer 2020. That's a great, great question. I don't think I have one. I don't think I have one. It's probably, I don't know. I've been liking a few different ones lately, but not enough to bop to them like that. I don't know. I do love Goddamn by La. I would bust that one out. If Go Crazy, if y'all see Go Crazy kind of as like a twerk situation, I love Go Crazy on Chris Brown and Young Thug's new mixtape. That has kind of been my favorite. I feel like you can twerk to that a little bit. That's been a little favorite of mine. Yes, sir. Yeah. He got an opinion, clearly. So, I like this name. Someone join out here and twerk for the king. Okay. But how about the queen, though? If you got a queen nearby, I'm trying to twerk for the queen. You know what I'm saying? Alyssa, what's your favorite? Maybe you, because you also know I don't listen to I don't listen to much mainstream twerk that often until y'all play it. And I'm like, oh, I like that. Hot Girl Summer 2020. First of all, that's about to be indoors, I feel like. How do y'all feel about Fet Life? Is that, wait, you talking about like fetish lifestyles? I feel like it's getting dark in here. I need to turn on the light. Excuse me, I only have a thong on. Oh, okay, hold on. Whew. It's a little bright in here now. Answer my card question. Oh, another one. Okay, hold on. How do y'all feel about Fet Life? You talking about fetishes? So, Oh, here we go. Okay. So, when it comes to fetishes, if that's what you're asking, I mean, it's perfectly like, it's normal. It's cool. Like whatever fetish you have that. I don't have any kind of fetishes. A lot of the crazy shit I do, there is no sexual attraction behind it. Shockingly. I think I actually made a post about that today about my leash. I wear a leash. But when people pull on it or dominate me with it or whatever, there's no sexual attraction. I just enjoy it. It amuses me. So it's kind of the same with fetishes, I guess. I'm willing to try anything almost once. I'm not even going to lie. Some things I'm going to be like, no, I just don't want to do that. but yeah, I'm pretty indifferent. I'm neutral to the whole situation. FetLife is a website community. Oh yeah, but isn't that, don't they focus on like, I can't fucking talk. Don't they like connect through like participating in fetish events and opportunities and things like that? I don't know. Y'all school me. I don't know too much. New Body by Kanye and Nicki. I need to check that twerk song out. Because I always need more twerk songs in my playlist. All right. Danelli asks, do I just tap these if I already answer them? Oh, I do. Okay. So, have you learned the savage dance? Hell no. I have not. And honestly, I think it looks whack. I mean, I enjoy seeing people enjoy themselves doing it, but I honestly thought it the dance looked stupid. Like, it just, I don't know. That's my feeling. So I never did it. And I always felt like Meg just kind of dealt with it. Like, well, this is what everyone came up with, so I have to support them. I feel like Meg ain't fucking with it either. I'm just kidding. For those out there, keep doing the savage dance. Like, keep doing it. I'm going to praise you. Like, yes. But personally, I think it looks dumb, and I'm not doing it. It took me forever just to do the don't rush challenge. I didn't understand it for a minute. I was like, I don't understand. So basically, you're posing looking ratchet, and then your pose looking cleaned up. Is that it? That's fun. That's cute. Except if you saw mine, I was sober than I was drunk. So very Amira-esque. Very, very appropriate for me. We can all learn it 10 months later. No. Chanel, do you know it? You don't know that. Yeah, you probably do. You probably did it with your ambulance people. Probably. I'm pretty sure this twerk for the king person left. I just love how naked everyone is. Oh, okay. I feel that. He loves how naked everyone is. I'm assuming that person's a he because it says for the king. That's what I'm assuming anyways. All right, y'all. So this was fun. I had a good time here. We will begin twerk time in exactly 1 minute. What the fuck? Yes. I'll be here a little bit after. As you know, twerk time is 15 minutes long. So go ahead, listen in, get your twerk on. Just to update on my website, it's still not up and running yet. What happened was, I'll explain it to y'all really quickly because I know y'all probably out there clowning. Bitch ain't pay her bill. I pay my bills when it comes to the Amira Show. But my domain for the Amira Show, it ran out. And I originally purchased it through WordPress. So you would have to go back and renew your domain through the original domain people. I didn't know that. So it's too late now. It's already like expiring. So I have to wait for it to expire so I can claim it on my new, like with Wix, which is who my website's under now. So no website until like June, I think. I'm going to try next week to see if maybe, because it said it expired on the 27th of last month. So I'm going to check on the 27th to see if it's available. And then the website will be up and running. But in the meantime, if you click my link in the IG Live or if you visit Spreaker, you can listen to my episodes live still. And you can always check out other platforms, all of their major platforms, to listen to the past episodes. Because once it's over, it saves as a podcast. With that being said, it is 9 o'clock. It is now twerk time, brought to you by DJ Samosa. Y'all enjoy. I'm going to take some shots because why the hell not? It's Friday. And I will get right back with ya. Okay. Why'd I almost end the whole shit on accident? Hold on. Dick. I can't even pass on her. She walking around with all her dance on her. Shout it bad as hell, and she all about the lettuce. Green waistline smile, I'm like,
what you ate for breakfast. Says you from Miami, but she moving back to Texas. Know she wanna, cause she staring at my necklace. Wanna hit the club, cause she wanna show her clothes. Bought some new heels, cause she wanna show her toes. Okay. Dress fit right, and it's better when she pose. Customary thing, you can't find it in the store. Beep, 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 that's a bad ballin'. Only f***ing with you if you know what's ballin'. Ain't a gold digger, cause she got her own. Ain't a gold digger, cause she got her own. Yeah, money in the bank, bank. Need no cheat, cheat. Face on beat, beat. Hair on fleek. Ain't talking no spinning. Hell no, that's weak. Want a hood that could give her that meat. Dick. 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 I can't even pass on her. She walk around with all of that.
Girl, shake that love it, love it. That love it, love it. Shake that love it, love it. I'm looking for Mrs. Bubblegum, I'm Mr. Chico Stick. I wanna da-da-da, oh, cause you so thick. Girls call me Jolly Rancher, oh, cause I stay so hard. You can suck me for a long time. Oh my God, girl, this ain't a dance floor. This a candy store, and I'm really geeked up, and I got more trolls. I pop, I roll, it's off. I know it's the summertime, but your laughing taffy got me full. Get loose, get low, don't be shy. I'm Fable. I know you wanna ride, you a star, and it shows. What's happening? What's up, let's go, let's go, let's go. Girl, shake that laughing taffy, that laughing taffy. Shake that laughing taffy, that laughing taffy. Girl, shake that laughing taffy, that laughing taffy. That laughing taffy.
If I leave her, she gon' die. Well, bitch, you done with life.
Okay.
Better not pull up with no knife, cause I bring guns to fight. Boom. Say you got that sack, I got that sack. But ain't no ones of mine.
Nope.
My little birthday, I'm getting too boo. I don't need like dubs of mine.
Alright.
What I look like with all them 20s?
Huh?
Know them hoes like how I'm coming.
Yeah.
What I look like with all this money?
Huh?
How I look having all these. When I crack a smile, white gold.
Bling.
Yeah, I'm talking diamonds, bro.
Yeah.
Came from the bottom, toes.
Oh,
yeah, back in, baby.
100.
That would they pay me a show.
Let's go.
There's probably some cap in my rap. By the time the drop, they gon' pay me some more.
Uh-huh.
And I still can go back to the traps in the box, pick it up, make a play at the stove. Feeling still hurts when I say that. My heart's so cold, I think I'm done with ice.
Big birds.
If I leave her, she gon' die. What you done with life?
Okay.
Better not pull up with no knife, cause I bring guns to fight.
Boom.
Say you got that sack, I got that sack. But ain't no ones of mine.
Nope.
My little birthday, I'm getting too boo.
I don't need like dubs of mine.
What I look like with all them 20s?
Huh?
Know them like how I'm coming.
Yeah.
What I look like with all this money? How I look having all these hoes?
When I crack a smile, white gold.
Bing.
Yeah, I'm talking diamonds, bro.
Yeah.
Came from the bottom.
Okay, I'm ready.
Breathe in, breathe in, breathe out. Shake that up, speed up, go fast, slow down. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe out. Shake that up, speed up, go fast, slow down. Four, 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 four. Million on me, Jay Z. Count off, pay me.
Pull up, walking. Everybody yell like, watch out. Got it too lit, like pipe down. No, I can't wait. Need it right now. Get guap on the one. Who she like now? Count it up from the morning to the night now. That's the reason that I wanna fight now. Come on, diamond, shine like a lighthouse. Pull up, walking. Everybody yell like, watch out.
Breathe in, breathe in, breathe out. Shake that up, speed up. Go fast, slow down. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe out. Shake that up, speed up. Go fast, slow down.
Slow down.
Four, 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 four,
I got the sauce, I got the butter, cool color, do the brown of the butter, in the gutter, day and night, Kid Cudda, young thugger, gotta eat big supper, big mama, take her home, make lover, shoot movie, Will Ferrell, Paul Rudder, Rich Millie, bed got Gucci cover, North Philly, ain't that where Meek from her, big foreign, pull it out, the garage, paparazzi, feeling like Lady Gaga, my walla, stuff like empanada, I got the magic, walla, you know I got it.
Make that cake, make that cake.
Bitches suck, give him an udder. Doors open, vertically car flutter. Mars native, Margiela, motherfucker. Mark my words, hit the billion like I'm Mark Zucker. Big news, talking now with Tom Tucker. Sugar mama, turn you to a dumb sucker. 9 zeros, still a really big number. These bitches wouldn't get jack, get lumber. More water, needs milk, needs sugar. More cocoa, half cup, pure vanilla. Out the oven, mittens on, need the chiller. Big cake, I got feed it to a bridezilla.
Bake that cake, 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 bake that cake.
Patty cake, bakers, man. Bake them cakes as fast as you can. Soon as you done, put the money.
But I don't got the time. I just hopped off a private plane and went and hopped on 85. Go call my chauffeur, cause I don't like to drive. Me and Suburban back to back and we gon' fill them up with vibes. Fill them with vibes, yeah. Get in and ride, yeah, get. And no, a nigga blind, but I keep the stick and I'm fine. I met a nigga fly. Just spoke with me, say he did any lie. We got so many vibes stuffed in the car. We can fuck them hoes 6 at a time. I made them hoes say that nigga so fine. Girl, he got that dude, you can feel in your spine. Yeah, that's what they say about baby. You know that them bitches don't play about baby. Baby should go run for president. Look what God did, took a time with me. Got a red and white hoe like a peppermint. Put the hotel, take the vibes in. She gon' fuck me and fuck with my brethren. My brother know, having 3 hoes in the king side. I ain't finished yet, get another bitch. Got a ride and screaming hee haw. You made me proud, girl, you a cowgirl. Did a handstand, I'm like, wow, girl. Got me kicking her upside down. Yeah, we going dumb, say she want. I'm looking like when, she looking like now. Some more came in, say they wanted two. I tell them my brother, chum out, I know. She wanna fuck with me, but I don't got the time. Just hopped off a private plane and went and hopped on 85. Go call my chauffeur, cause I don't like to drive. Me and Suburban's back to back and we gon' fill them up with vibes.
I get it wide, I get the party lit outside. I get it crunk, I get it wide, I get the party lit outside. I get it crunk, I get it wide, I get the party lit outside. I get it crunk, I get it wide, I get the party lit outside.
Left hand first, huh? Put your right hand on top. Now, mop, yeah, mop. Left hand first, now put your right hand on top. Now, mop.
Throw it up, where you at? Throw it up. Where you at? Am I riding even if we catch a flat? We pulled up in a photo, and my shirt is in a polo. Baby girl flashed me like a photo, and I'm by my green like a damn lawn mower. Hey, rush it, like Sonic, get a plan, take tonic. I'm finna get, cause she put her hair in a bun. Look, do me a favor, like a book. I'm by my paper, I'm finna work her out, call it labor. I'm on the screen like a motherfucker.
Ma, don't stop.
I get it crunk, I get it wide, I get the party lit outside. I get it crunk, I get it wide, I get the party lit, I get it crunk, I get the party lit outside. I get it crunk, I get it wide, I get.
What's poppin'?
Who you a
brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options, I can pass that bike Stockton. Just joshin', I'ma spend this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. voice in the top 10. I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad in the friend zone. This sound like an intro Jet song, give me that tempo. Told Pooh he a fool with the shit. Told her don't let her friends know. In the Ville and I move like a dime. Eating fettuccine at Vincenzo's. Me and my amigos got that free smoke on the West Coast. Yeah, I'm talking about pre-rolls. Dark hair, she look like she go.
She do.
Hometown hero, feeling myself, he murder my ego. She heard of my. She said, babe, does it hurt when I deep?
It does.
Certified. Hang around dust and she learning my lingo. Back then, wasn't worried about me though. In the gym, trying to work on my free throw. Got. Spending money at the club like Sam's. Yes, ma'am. She a little freak on cam. But she don't put this on the ground. Little boys trying to diss on the ground. Hey, I can't switch on the fan. Ty hit the switch on the fan. This where my head is.
Listen.
I feel resentment from every direction. Even some homies be wearing expressions. I be discouraged from sharing my blessings.
Damn.
We used to share a connection. Now it just feels like it's wearing and stretching. I'm getting real sick of taking advice from people that never could stare at reflections. Somewhere in there is a lesson. Y'all ain't evolving, it's very depressing. I'm at the club with the basketball team. Me and the Cardinals are sharing a section. Gotta cherish the present. I'm drinking water and wearing protection. Got a career and I'm very invested. Some people call it a scary obsession. I like to call it a passion. I can't be sitting relaxing. PG, we getting some traction. I'm at the venue, it's packed in. I'm digging her accent. I got a BB Simon belt on me, and she trying to get it unfastened. That's my type of distraction. That's my type of she Latin. Got my own flow, and I'm about to get a patent. Brand new sheets for the bed they satin. Y'all wasn't tuned in back then. My swag, they keep jacking. I ain't doing no verse, quit asking. What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that like Stockton. Just joshin'. I'ma spend this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, it too plush. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. Know you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, your man a cheapskate, huh? Gotta move off my release day, huh? This is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Watch your mouth. Baby, got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell it, it is what it is. But said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. But Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dun. Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, it too plush.
It's cool, man. Got red bottoms on. Life is good. You know what I mean? Like,
100,000 for the cheapest ring on the finger, little. I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automotive. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, called it blended truck, look. Ooh, I was in the trap, circle, ain't been the same since. Ooh, granted, she was standing right there while I catch play on the brick. Ooh, I made them look, go haywire, Taliban in this. Ooh, I done been down bad in them trenches, had to ride with that stick. Ooh, who gave you pills, who gave that dust, Pluto sent you on the lick. Ooh, too many convicts that enrolled me to play in this. Ooh, round about nonsense, get old, summer spreading this. Ooh, they had the counter light lighting it up, anybody could get it. Ooh, I'm on a PJ lighting it up, backwood full of sticky. Ooh, I'm trying to tote that Draco in London and it's extended. Ooh, they got a stretcher, how we gonna die for this? Ooh, yeah, I ride for my d***s, I lie to my d***s. Ooh, we some poor high class made it, we rich, yeah. I'm a man, penthouse for a thousand.
We make group trips. You gotta pay for our tickets, our plane tickets, and you gotta pay for our gas. My bitch needs to ride front seat. Yeah, she gotta ride front seat. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Amira Show. Bitch, roll down all the windows. We just got done having twerk time. We had twerk time live on the IG. My bestie joined me. Hold on, bitch. This person said, I got you. He said, say less. Hey. We coming through. I just want to say, while my bestie is on the IG live with me, congratulations. My bitch finalized her website, y'all. Workout Barbie A Gains. Yes, ass twerk. Twerk, 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 twerk that ass. Hey, hey. Celebratory twerk. We just been twerking and drinking. We suck. Because we about to be lit as fuck. And it's not fair because we about to be by ourselves after this. I'm alone. Yay. Drunk date with my bestie. Right, my bitch is so ready. We about to, if y'all got a bestie you can connect with during these crazy times, please do so. Please catch up. I just want to say, bitch, I'm so proud of you. Workout Barbie is going to take off. My bitch got the website together. If you need any workouts, virtual, or if you are located in the area of Atlanta or surrounding areas around Atlanta, hit her up. She'll get you together. She got this program, Flat Tummy No Tea, which is so cute. I don't know anyone who has like a title for that, for an abs program. But she sent it to me. I was supposed to start it this week. So did not. Sorry, I didn't start it this week. But please hit her up. Rates are very reasonable. You need to catch her now before inflation hits, because it be like that. Prices are fair at the moment because it be like that. Then prices are going to go up, y'all. Let the right person hit this bitch up. Let the right person hit this bitch up. And then it's fire on y'all asses. Nothing but inflation. 10% increase. All day. Hell no. I cannot. But make sure y'all visit that website. Wait, is it up and running yet? Alyssa, is it ready?
It hasn't been published, so it's not available to the public yet. It belongs to me now. So it is coming quickly. I just have a few more things to do so that things fit in when people try to purchase them. But other than that, it's almost ready. I'm hoping to have it up by June 1st.
June 1st, hey, so June 1st, y'all check back, or you can also follow at Workout Barbie.
What'd you say? It only took me a year to do it by myself.
You know what? It happened eventually. At least you can say it happened and that it never happened. At least you can say it did happen. That's why, bitch, I had to do it myself. Wix, shout out to Wix for they drag and drop. Drag and drop. Wherever you put that shit. But y'all be on the lookout.
Don't have to catch this money on the back end.
Pretty much. Shit. Y'all follow her. We're at Workout Barbie on IG. On there. ERK, WERK, because we working, not working. Does that make sense? Whatever. So, follow her on IG. That is how you'll get the most up-to-date information as to when the website goes live, when she has deals, when she has special workouts for your quarantine summer, you know what I'm saying? Go follow my bitch, okay? Y'all stop playing with me. That's my best friend. We need to support each other / y'all need to support my best friend. Okay, sounds great. Did you put it on there? Yes, in the A. Oh, who asked? Oh, yeah, sorry, sir. But you said you fly my bitch out. Like, you said it. You said it was no problem to fly my bitch out. Yeah.
Can we do it? We can
say. I can scroll up, no problem. Nah, I follow you. What's your Cash App and DM? You better stop playing. We about to have a business transaction. What everyone is witnessing is a business transaction. No. Hell fuck no. Move, baby girl. my other cats harassing me. Get out the way. She does so good not harassing me. Oh, there's my niecey poo. Hey, niece.
Why is she looking up too? Like she knows you looking up.
Right. I ain't seen her in so long. I hope she remembers me when I see her ass. For my listeners, my best friend has a dog. She is, the fuck is she? She's like a Yorkie something mix. She's so cute. Oh, she's a Maltese. Okay, so Morky, which means you have to be very patient with them motherfuckers. They are very active. Hell no, she's weakened. Hell no, I can't handle it.
It is story time last week about the day that we got Ruthie.
Oh, what? I'm a little drunk too, so what? Girl, y'all, Alyssa and I, we went to this club. I can't remember what it's called right now. What was it called?
Yeah, share the story with your people.
Yes, I need to hook up a mic so people can hear you talk too. Shit. 2 seconds. All right, what was that club called though? What was it called? We went to Compound. Okay, give me a second. I need to plug a mic into the shit so I can hear Alyssa talk to. How y'all doing this Friday night? I hope y'all doing good. Okay, excellent. Great. Hold on, Alyssa. I whipped that shit up real quick. Kablow. Yay! Now we have a mic for you.
Hey.
Oh, let me turn this shit up. There we go. All right, you got a microphone now. All right, so let me tell y'all about this night at Compound. First of all, we went, and it was already like a weird emotional night, I think, from what I can remember anyways. And it was just one drink. Oops, I'm fucking up my microphone. It was just one drink that we had. It was a complimentary drink that was given to us. And I don't know what happened. Was
I forgot why they said something about free insurance. And they were like, here's this ticket. Y'all need
for a complimentary drink.
Just go to the back.
Right. I remember
and
that.
It was all the way in the back. Nobody was back there. We were like, what part of the club is this? I never seen this club before.
And we had been there at least a few times. So that was some new
I've
shit.
I've never seen that part of the club. I've never seen that.
Never. And we got one drink off it. We only got one drink. Yes. And we split it. But off that, and y'all know they cups from the bar is real stingy. Like they free little complimentary. Like you looking at a cup this big.
And that little plastic.
Yeah, that little plastic ass shit. Exactly. But we.
Gone.
So you know we was working hard to make sure we split it evenly between the two of us. And I swear to God, y'all, off of that cup between the two of us, again, split in half, we was fucking done. I don't know what they did to us, but all of a sudden, like, and the club wasn't even that packed then, like, in at that time, which is probably why they were trying to give out free drinks. But we tore that shit up. That's what it, oh my God. All I know is
they were line dancing. We left and we went to the next club. And the last thing I remember is dancing on stage in VIP.
I'm not gonna lie, I only remember then and then us leaving.
I was home to Kentucky, I was like throwing up in the car, like I don't know what happened last night. I only had one drink.
That was so bad. I honestly think also before that, I had a Four Loko or some shit like that. I had some type of thought juice before that. Because that's when I was drinking a lot, I think, at that time.
You didn't know where you were, what day it was.
I think I blacked out after that drink. That was bad, y'all. I don't even know what even led to that situation, but it was not fair because it was one of those little plastic ass solo ass cups. Bullshit ass drinks. No, I could not. I don't see. Okay, hold on. So our other best friend Joe, he goes to, I'm fucking shit up. My other best friend Joe, our other best friend Joe, he goes to clubs by himself. Like he's cool doing that shit. We don't do that at all. So no, I don't ever go to a club by myself, honestly. Oh, if I drank the cup. Oh, that's what you said. Why am I not working this? If I drank that cup by myself, I would be fucked up. I'd be screwed. It would be wraps. I probably would black out in a second. Hell no. Hey! Someone named Country Boy is in this bitch. What's up?
That's one of my followers.
Listen. What's up? He said, why y'all being so stingy with the chocolate tonight? Twerk time is over, sir. You got to pay for more? I'm just
kidding.
Right. That POV. Okay. Oh my gosh, the show is actually over in 3 minutes. Oh. Alyssa, plug yourself to my people. I got my other microphone set up so everyone, all my listeners hear you too.
You said you were?
I said plug yourself to the people.
Oh, hey, Alyssa, this is Workout Barbie. I am a fitness enthusiast. I focus and help people reach their goals, you know, so that could be anything, whether it's
yes.
Gaining weight, losing weight, building muscle,
yes.
Or helping your body. You could be anywhere within the U.S. and you can train with me virtually. Or
yep.
If you're in the Georgia area, we can train one-on-one. But like Amira said, I am pretty affordable right now.
Right now. For right now.
My mission is really just to spread health and wealth to everybody. I feel like for me, health and fitness journey is so much more than just the physical part about it. It's your mental, it's your spiritual, it's the physical, it's all that. So
tell
when
it.
You work out and you train with me, you know, I want to make sure that I'm setting you up for success and overall, not just a yo-yo diet.
Yes.
And lose weight for a month and be back to the same bullshit next month.
Right.
Good.
Right.
You know, he can put you on the right path to reach your goals for good. And I personally feel like once you start your fitness journey, it just opens up so much more of a wokeness.
Yes.
To yourself, to connect to yourself.
Agreed.
And really, truly find out what you stand for and what it is you want. I feel like a lot of us start off with quote-unquote body goals, but once you actually start to just work out for yourself and learn to love yourself,
yep.
It's like, okay, this is not just a goal. This is about me being happy and me finding out what works for myself. So that's why I'm like, you know, there's a lot of people that offer personal training, but you also need to remember, you know, dig a little bit deeper on what they stand for. And
true.
It's up for you. And exactly what you're trying to get out of it, because you can pay anybody on Instagram $25. But are you really right. Going to stick to that program after you
right.
Pay for it?
Right. My bitch, no. My bitch, no. Yes. What I love about Alyssa, though, and I'm not even saying like other Instagram gym people or any people like that. And I'm not even trying to say, who's that on there? Hey, Music! Just met Music. He's dope. But I'm not even trying to shit on them or anything. But Alyssa, I watched, like, Alyssa, that's my bestie. That's my bitch. We've been riding since college. So I've seen the bitch before and after. So what I can say about Alyssa is, like, Alyssa literally had to learn herself, get through her own goals, slim down, build the muscle, build that ass up, because that bitch built that ass up after losing the ass, built the ass.
I thought I was gonna die.
She was like, "Where's Judy? My ass is gone." I was like, we had to have a hard conversation. Like, okay, that's okay. That was all fat. That's gone. So now you got to do something else. heavy squats, maybe? Some carbs?
She was like, now Alyssa. I said, now I'm here, bro.
No one knew this was going to happen, okay? I don't know why.
Like,
you can't.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Social media pages and trying to, you know, copy after them, but that's the worst.
Very true, bitch. But you did that shit.
Everybody. So you can do the same exact exercises as that person that you've been doing and not get the same results because that is not what your body
is. Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I think it's so important to get with a instructor when you do have those specific goals, lifestyle goals.
Right.
You aren't educated about them. Because you can't just follow somebody else's blueprint.
Exactly.
It's not always going to get you, you know, what exactly what you're looking for.
What you're looking for. Like, right. My ass is here. Right, exactly. I'm telling you, gave me that app program you made me do for 2 weeks. It didn't really shed. Right. I mean, there's abs underneath, but it didn't really shed much. That's okay, though. Hey, look. My abs did get stronger. Like, I can do 50 leg lifts now in one setting. Whereas at first, I had to stop after 20 and then do, like, 20 each after that. So, something's getting stronger. I would definitely say hit Alyssa up. Alyssa's there for the patients. Alyssa understands everyone's body types are different. And my bitch is getting certified. So, please hit my bitch up. It is now 9:33. I'm 3 minutes over, but it be like that because it's my show. So make sure you hit me up. Not hit me up. Hold on. Follow me at the One Amira Show for all Alyssa's little followers at the One Amira Show. Okay. Because it's the only one that matters. One more time for the people in the back. It's just me. At the One Amira Show. It's the only one that matters. As soon as my website is up, then you can visit that as well, which is www.theamirashow.com. Make sure June 1st you hit up www.workoutbarvie.com. We all out here with our .coms. Yes. This is not a game, motherfuckers. We are doing the damn thing. With that being said, Alyssa, I'm about to pack the shit up and we gotta Skype or some shit. And just get,
yay!
Yeah, and just
one on one time.
Let's get drunk. Well, you can't, bitch, because you're gonna be in the hospital. And I can't even come visit your ass.
Well, I almost threw up yesterday. I was supposed to be drinking this shit with you. There was too many people in here for me to be like, well, Amira, just to let you know, I'm risking it all during twerk time.
Risking it all.
I told my boss, I said, I need an hour.
I just need an hour to recuperate, okay? And I'll be on here. Bitch, it be like that. We got to do extra shit to be able to hang with the young kids. Like,
I'm just I'm ready for
tired as shit. I went to bed early yesterday. I was like, damn. I hope I'm not getting old, but I'm getting old. Like, and I'm only 27, y'all. So it's catching up. We got shit to do. We got shit. That's all it is. We so busy. We got
after, you know, do your thing.
Right. Exactly. We got shit to do.
I just want to see other people. I just want to see you and your friends.
Exactly. You know it.
All I need to see is you and your friend, John.
That's it. The in and out. That's it. Like, I need y'all to go. I got shit to do.
Quit it, girl. Mess with my shit.
All right, y'all. So we about to head out this bitch. Alyssa, I'm about to call you shortly. Love y'all so much. Everyone say bye-bye. That's only you, Alyssa. You can say bye. She fucking left. All right. Bye, y'all.